everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Love Island's homoerotic girth check, the $350 a month Grindr AI subscription, stinky diapers at the Olivia Rodrigo concert, Miss Juicy Baby getting arrested, and the boogers behind my new nose ring. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, girl.
Hi, girl. Hi, girl. Hi, gay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, hey, sharks. Are you in the mood for a new TV show? This can go to Paramount. This can go to WoW Presents Plus. The range is huge. A polyamorous group of they, them, cave thems looking to add a third.
They, them, cave thems looking to add a third to their cave?
Sure. And their love life. We're calling it Ooga Booga 2. The cavemen
do
Ooga Booga 2, the cave them do. Okay, so we're now casting, if you know any cave thems, and it's an open casting call, so all shapes, sizes, range of fire making skills, and etc.
Have we talked about this before? Like, you know, when you're watching a film and it's got it's a set in a high school or a middle school, and there's like a kid that's getting bullied because perhaps they're overweight or they look a little different or something.
Like, okay.
Your parents are seeing that open casting call and bringing you to that tryout for that role.
Rugged looking young youth, ugly maybe.
What does the casting call ask for? That's what I'm dying to know.
All looks welcome. And then they just pick the ugly or whatever.
Got it. That's smart.
Yeah, no, I don't think the credits are saying ugly child. Hideous. Okay.
Looking for one ugly child to be bullied in new teen film produced by Mr. Beast. Send in your apps.
Sure. Okay. Yes.
Like, I get it when they're doing the like next Gerber baby hunt shit, but like,
I've always wondered. What do you wonder? You know what? Speaking of Gerber baby casting call, well, you know who's smelling diapers?
Who?
Well, ladies, Olivia Rodrigo can't stop smelling diapers.
Baby, the way I missed that cue and yet simultaneously had this on my list.
Okay.
Olivia Rodrigo can smell her fans in the front row who waited in lines for hours and wore diapers and shit and pissed themselves.
Okay.
It could happen to you.
We need a new system, I think. We need a new system. Yeah. I don't know. Getting barricade at Olivia Rodrigo, is it worth it when you got the trickle down the leg? Or
how much fun can you have at a concert in a poopy diaper?
There's only one way to find out. I'm willing to give it a go, a Rodrigo.
I can't see
Olivia Rodrigo without thinking of a cunty Reggie Rock.
Okay.
The word Rodrigo kind of looks like Reggie Rock.
Yes.
So is my cunty Reggie Rock with a handbag? Is the handbag the diaper in question?
Have you been listening to the new Olivia Rodrigo album?
No.
Are you having a sad girl summer?
I'll give it a listen. I will give it a listen. I forgot it came out, to be honest. But I did see that she is the only other besides Beyonce.
Yeah.
maybe woman or person. I don't know.
I think it was person.
Women are people, Corey.
I think it was gave them.
first and second were the only two to ever
have their first three solo albums go number one, and also their first single from that album go number one.
Yep, we're getting to some very specific accolades.
You know, they love a specific accolade. I actually had put off listening to the album until this morning as well, because I was a little mad because like 2 weeks ago I read an article and it was like Billboard's best top 100 living songwriters current list. And there I was scrolling, looking for Sarah Bareilles.
Girl.
scrolling, thinking, I know they're not even going to include her on this list. Guess what? She was there at like number 99. And I thought to myself, okay, good. She made the list. But in front of her, like eight or nine spots was Olivia Rodrigo. And I thought, I just don't know if that's true.
Oh,
I just, well, I'm not pitting women against women.
I don't know if we have the proof in the pudding quite yet. Sometimes people are like a little premature with okay, you're up there with the greats. And there's nothing wrong with being up there with the greats, and maybe she is, but is the proof in the pudding quite yet? I don't know. I need to listen to the album.
Yeah, I was just, I was mad at Olivia Rodrigo by proxy of the Billboard list.
Well, will you
in defense of Sarah Bareilles?
Will you be attending the Daisy Chain Fields Festival?
The way I thought that was one of your siblings.
And it very well could be.
Lilith Fair walked so Daisy Chain Fields could run.
Yes, it's going to be all women. Olivia Rodrigo, I guess, put it together. Or is it like, is she headlining it, or does she actually put it together? I'm not quite sure. But it's Chapel Roan, Doechii, Cat's Eye, Mitski, The Breeders,
Stevie Nicks,
Sarah McLachlan. That's a hard word to say.
Original Lilith Fair people.
Yes. Well, okay, and good for them. Will you be sat, seated, and seated, diaper squished?
I don't know. Are they coming to New York?
I don't know how it actually works. It's a festival.
I love festivities.
Festivities. Yes, me too, actually.
I love festivities.
I can't figure out where it's going to be. California? Canada? Somewhere. I don't know. And we'll never know. So if you're going, let us know where it is. Okay.
Tune in this fall.
Yes, no. I'm actually needing to go back to the diapers of it all.
I'm waiting.
Is there any artist you would put a diaper on to get barricade for?
No. I it's funny that I'm just now realizing this is a practice that happens, because I feel like I heard, or we discussed a couple years ago, about the people who watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve in Times Square. They're all diapered up. They're diapered up. They're diapered down.
Diapered up. You pull. They're pull-ups.
There depends. But do you? Yeah. Are you changing it out? Are you taking off?
No.
Are you slipping the diaper down your skirt from the front row at the Olivia Rodrigo? You know how people put their every empty beverage glasses on the ground at a concert?
Yeah.
People doing that with their diaper?
No, the point of the diaper is you keep it on. I'd like to keep it on, please.
I think, you know, just stop drinking water for a day. You're not going to die. You'll be okay. They say 3 days without water is your limit.
People need to know that being barricade is actually not where it's at. I mean, I guess if you want your favorite artist to look at you, some people that's
don't
that's
look at
kind
me.
Of well, I think that's what they're waiting for and hoping for, or maybe a moment where they'll like make eye contact or touch them, or I don't know. It's sick and twisted.
I'm just like, if you're waiting in line at the front door and you get there first, can't you go to the bathroom and then your friend will hold your spot and you tell the people in front of you, like, I was here. I'm just gonna go pee.
If I'm going to the bathroom, I'm leaving the front area, going back through the crowd that is formed behind me, and I'm making eye contact with each of them and saying, I have to pee. I will be right back. You know me. I will vouch for you when it's your turn.
I've been here.
Yes. I feel like you, this is what happens. When I was at the Hayley Williams show, okay, we had general admission. So it was very, this is our spot and take up some room so people don't think they can come, like, you know, take in this area. Well, we became friends with the people around us. Needed to go pee, we could come back and they knew we belonged.
Yeah, but that's once you're in the venue, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I thought this was like, what's the purpose of wearing the diaper? You can't hold it for a 3-hour show?
I don't know, actually. I don't know when the diaper... The diaper stays on. The diaper goes on, the diaper stays on.
You're diapered up, you're diapered down, mama.
Honey. Well, I just... Yeah, I thought they came with... some type of activation scent protection guard. You can smell a diaper. If you know the smell, you can start smelling it from afar.
You're thinking of the diaper technology that's like when they pee, it turns blue.
Blue. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well.
Okay.
Hey, well, speaking of bathroom stuff.
What?
It finally happened.
Okay.
A bird pooped on me.
That is such good luck. Congratulations.
I've heard it was good luck, but it happened to me.
Okay. Well, where did the poop go? Shirt,
leg.
Shoes, leg.
Leg above the knee.
Ooh. Ooh. There she squirt. Was it white?
No. It was black.
Oh. Oh.
There I was. I went camping in Michigan with my family over the weekend.
Okay.
And there we were in the woods, and we were sitting around the bonfire, and we had chairs. We had bag chairs. You know bag chair?
Yeah.
There I was in a bag chair, and the bird just shit on my leg.
All right. Well, there are worse things these days. Ticks.
I wasn't mad about it. I thought shit happens.
It does. Okay. And you immediately wiped it off, or you had to wait a while, or what?
I got up. I went to the bathroom. I cleaned it off. I inspected the leg.
Okay.
It was
bathroom where you were camping?
Yeah. There was a water slide. Baby, there was a bingo hall.
Oh, all right.
So there I was. Are you familiar with the bingo calling? Like when they're all B4.
Yeah.
You know the response.
Oh, yeah. And after.
Thank you.
Is that what you say? I didn't know.
Yes, yes, yes. But this campground had their own shtick for things.
Here we go.
Things I'd never heard of.
Okay.
Things that didn't really make sense. Although they did say B11, B11. I like that one. Well, there she was trying to call N55, I believe it was N. And she said, she was calling N58. And she said, N58, double nickel, N58. And we were all like, double nickel?
What? I'm not sure if I get it.
She made a mistake. And then she was all, oops, double nickel is N55. And we were like, is it double nickel?
That would be double nickel because 5 and 5, 55.
who's in these streets saying double nickel?
You could say, I'm looking up some things that you might say if you're calling out numbers.
Is double nickel on the list?
I don't see it. I'm looking. I do see if it's 69, you say meal for two with a hairy view.
No, this was a kid friendly organization. So they would say like I-35, I jumped from the high dive.
Oh, no.
And I was like, these aren't, although you should have heard the kids go ham when she called like 067.
067. Well, this says made in heaven, but
no,
probably
no,
6'7". No, because
the kids were just screaming 6'7". It was candy bar bingo.
Okay.
One of the children in our group won the candy bar bingo round and got 81 real size candy bars.
What are you going to do with that?
That's insane, right?
Make 80 friends.
She gave us all our pick of one candy bar.
Okay. The winner did, or the what?
The child.
I'm on a different list right now, and it's really bad. This is giving PG. So 42, Winnie the Pooh. Okay.
Okay, see, that's the kind of shit they were playing at this bingo hall.
It's like, what?
In Indiana.
Cup of tea, 3. Shut the fuck up. That pissed me off. It's stupid as hell.
Yeah, now you understand the shit I had to deal with at the bingo hall.
2 fat ladies, 88. Because they look like 2 fat ladies, I guess.
Well, I'd like to see the casting call for that.
Okay. Well, are there no other ones that you were living for?
No, I just wrote double nickel question mark.
All right. and considerate disgust.
Y'all know I have been absolutely crushing my reading goal this year, and boy, do I have a book for you that you should be putting on your summer reading list. What happens when your new summer job comes with a seriously hot cowboy boss, one who's completely off limits? Well, let me tell you about a book I've been reading called Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is part of the Crimson Ridge series. In it, Sage heads to a remote Montana ranch expecting hard work and fresh air. Not a former Pro Bowl rider with ocean blue eyes, a legendary mustache, and a wedding band on his finger. It's boss versus employee, forced proximity, and enough forbidding chemistry to set the whole ranch on fire. If you're obsessed with Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, Bailey Hanna, this is your next binge-worthy cowboy romance. It's so good and juicy, I simply couldn't put it down. You can find Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose available now wherever books are sold in print and an ebook. And you can check out Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. That's Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's get back to the babble.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. One thing I love about summer is how easy everything feels. The days are more relaxed. I find myself reaching for the same comfortable go-anywhere pieces again and again, and that is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on well-made essentials that naturally become those everyday staples you actually live in all season long. Quince's 100% European linen pants and shirts are breathable, easy to throw on, and the summer upgrade your rotation needs, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft enough to live in all day, and the lightweight cotton sweaters are exactly what you want when summer nights cool down. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. So you're paying for exceptional quality, not brand markup. And me? I am currently obsessed with my linens. Oh my God, y'all know in the summer, it can get a little hot, and I'm not trying to be sweaty and gross. And they have such a good collection of shorts, pants, shirts, linens that are light that you're going to feel like, okay, I can feel the breeze. I'm not going to get overheated and overstimulated. That is like my life story. They have me covered. And oh my God, I am relieved. Every time summer comes around, I feel like, okay, I can go outside and not be a drenched in sweat mess. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a trusted favorite for everything from home to travel to everyday essentials. So make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/babble for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much for Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, you and your homies ever do a girth check?
Honey. If you stay girthed, you don't gotta check the girthed.
Amen, okay. Sister friend.
What do you mean girth check? I think I can assume.
Exactly what you think I'm saying.
I feel the girth move. Okay.
You didn't hear of the girth check that's making the rounds?
No, tell me.
You didn't hear about the girth check that broke the internet?
Get specific.
So there they were, two male contestants on Love Island.
Oh, I saw an image of people peeking in somebody's underwear.
Yeah, they were walking around in the villa. They were walking around the villa in their swimsuits or their shorts or whatever. And one guy said, girth check. And then he pulled his shorts forward and the other guy peeked in. It was like,
this is crazy.
It was like, damn.
Is it the guy that is bi or something?
I don't watch that television show. I just see it on their timeline.
They are, from what I've seen on my timeline, because I'm not watching either. I've never watched it. It is crossed lines of it's just you're watching porn. They're just taking turns making out with different people and somebody, I don't know if it's true or not, but did somebody have somebody's foot in their mouth?
They usually, I mean, I had watched like one of the early US seasons and they would do like crazy truth or dares and it'd be like, put whipped cream on your toe and lick it off.
Okay, so, girl.
I don't know if they're still doing that or if somebody was...
licking.
Just had kitty lickings. I don't know. I saw where two people made out and the one guy like hurt the girl's mouth because he was a bad kisser.
Oh no. It just feels like a breeding ground for a cold sore, to be honest. It's like
the foot or the multiple makeouts.
The show. It's giving I don't know. How do you get whooping cough? One person in that house in the villa gets a whooping cough and honey, it's over. It's like pink eye spreads quick.
Somebody told me that they film Love Island on the same island where they film Survivor.
There's no way.
It's right down the beach, a villa.
I saw that they're making an animated Survivor. Is that true?
What?
They're making a Survivor animated movie.
Okay. AI?
I don't know, but apparently the contestants will be cartoon animals. I don't know. Survivor. All I do is report the news.
Yeah, here we are. Variety.com.
This feels like something. It feels like something you would know about. You're not gonna be. You're not voicing an otter,
babe. I was in the woods. I was in the woods for 5 days getting shit on. While playing Candy Bar Bingo.
Babe.
An animated Survivor movie featuring animal contestants. I bet the most alpha male lion is going to win.
Oh, honey. Well, I won't be seeing Paw Patrol the Dino movie, so I probably won't be seeing Survivor animal style.
I knew you had a problem with that.
Yeah,
I knew it. Did you see who got arrested?
Who? Oh God. Who now?
Are you gonna make the shirt free juicy?
Juicy who? Juicy J? Juicy, Juicy Love Dion? Juicy Big Juicy Baby?
Yes.
Which one?
Ms. Juicy Baby.
No, after everything that happened with Miss Mini Baby, I can't deal with Miss Juicy Baby getting locked up.
There she was on TMZ. They had the whole police body cam footage, her getting pulled over and arrested.
Come closer. It's almost now. And when we're done, I just want to lay my glow. What does she say? What is the song? That's all.
It's Lil Wayne.
I just want to be a motivation. Yeah. It's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. It's Kelly Rowland featuring Lil Wayne.
How dare you?
It's Kelly Rowland featuring Lil Wayne.
Well, it's Miss Juicy Baby. It's Miss Juicy Baby's song now. Okay, so what? So she's going to prison. She's in jail. She's, innocent until proven guilty. But what did she do?
She was driving on a suspended license with no insurance. And they'd already they'd already given her a warning the last time she was doing it. So this time they had to take her in.
Oh, no. Well, just say you can't get away with anything these days. You know about flock cameras?
Oh, yeah.
No bueno. We are living in the surveillance state. Bitch, I warned everyone 10 years ago. Ooh, it's over.
I saw a TikTok last week that said if you shine a green laser pointer at one of those flock cameras, it does no good for the flock camera.
I also saw that the flat cameras have a lot of precious metals in them that you could really utilize if you needed a precious metal or two.
What makes a metal precious?
This actually just came up. Okay. So I don't know if you noticed, I got my nose pierced.
I couldn't tell if that was real or fake.
It's real. I got it done 2 weeks ago, and during the process, they were like, well, okay, so you probably didn't notice because I wear a fake one all the time.
Right. I thought we were back on that.
Well, what had happened was a fake one that I had been putting in and out, in and out, in and out. You bend it a little to put it on. You bend it back to tighten it. Well, the metal was not precious. And so it snapped in half. And I'm like, am I going to order another, cheap little fake nose ring, like septum piercing over and over, or should I just like get it done? And so I just went and get it done, and it was quick as could be, easy breezy, pretty inexpensive. And but in the process they were like, okay, so what kind of metal are you looking for? Are you looking for precious metals? And I said, now what makes a metal precious? So it's funny you should ask this because I asked the source. I said, ma'am, this is your expertise. You should know, is what I'm thinking. And she goes, honestly, I don't know. and she left it at that. So I thought, well, what's cheaper than, I guess? Okay, so I picked out my metal. It was not precious. I don't think I picked a precious one.
Precious metals are rare. Well, they're naturally occurring in the world.
Okay, well, I don't think I went with anything precious. I think I just went with titanium.
Is that you just couldn't see yourself buying another toe ring to put in your nose, so you got a real one?
Yeah. Well, it did hurt just for a half a second, but a tattoo hurt more and for much longer.
Did they make you like blow your nose good before?
Oh my God. Well, no. He goes, I'm gonna be.
Is it a he going- or a she?
Welcome to Cave Them Island.
You said he, you said she. How many people were you dealing with?
She worked the front desk. He worked the piercing mechanism gun or Got whatever. It. No, it wasn't even a gun. He used his hands. He marked
with a big,
it in
like
my,
heated up stick.
I don't know if he heated it. He did it. I don't know.
Did they have to like, they pull it down a little to not hit that like thing in the middle?
I honestly don't. Back to the more pressing question about the boogers. He goes, I'm going to be going in your nose. I'm going to empty out anything that I feel. Don't feel weird if I find anything, but like, I just have to do this.
He picked your nose for you.
Honey, you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but would you let your friends pick your nose?
Would you let the piercing gal at Claire's pick your nose?
I let the man pick my nose. He said, didn't find anything, don't worry. And then he...
Do you think he...
And then he did the deed.
You think he ever finds something and saves it?
I don't think so. I looked at the wall. There wasn't a wall of boogers.
Thank
but
God.
What I realized was, you know, I feel like, I don't know if I've ever discussed this really, but a favorite pastime of mine, since you asked, I think my favorite part of my day, one at least in my top 10 moments of every day, is blowing my nose in the shower.
Love that.
In the morning. Nothing better. Clears out the sinuses. You're breathing. You're smelling new smells. You're experiencing oxygen at its optimal levels or whatever. Well, day one of the nose piercing, I'm kind of like, uh-oh. Am I allowed to blow my nose anymore?
Anymore. Never again.
Well, I didn't know if it was going to be like a thing where it's like in the way and it's going to be painful, or if I'm, I don't know. Like if somebody steals my nose, you know, with their fingers, that could hurt me now, I guess. That could be a painful experience.
When they do this and like pretend your thumb is your nose.
Or if somebody like does like a honk honk on the nose or I don't know what, it's like, oh, I got to be a little careful with how I squeeze the schnoz. Well, you'll all be happy to know I'm back to blowing my nose normally in the shower. Everything comes out fine. But the first couple days it was like, well, this is it. Boogers galore now. This is just my life.
Love that. Love pink.
Well, the boogers are out. The boogers are gone.
Ooga booga too. The boogers are out.
Oh.
So there I was looking for topics for today's podcast, and I thought, you know, we haven't really talked about any notable deaths lately. I wonder who's died this year. So there I was Googling, and I instantly regretted it, because we've lost two legends in recent months.
Who?
The inventor of Tickle Me Elmo died.
We reported that.
Oh. The inventor of the Heelys died.
We did not report that. Oh my God. Okay. You could. Did they put wheels on the coffin and let him roll on away?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm definitely I'm definitely getting buried in my Heelys, but I'd want to be cremated. So
you can burn a Heely, trust and believe.
Did I tell you my mom sent me something about her dying someday and her wishes afterward, and I replied with a screenshot of the sand art, you know?
Oh yes.
And I wrote, cremate me but do this.
Yes.
And she replied, if that's what you want.
I want, yes, and I would like one of them. You can have you turned into like, you know, 100 of those little sand art things. And maybe it's not all you in there. Maybe it's sand with one layer of you, and it's kind of the zhuzh.
I watched a true murder documentary about this guy at this funeral home who was just burning all the bodies together and handing you these ashes and them those ashes.
I saw
ashes.
That. I watched that. he was handing people kitty litter and saying, arrivederci to your mom.
Here's grandpa.
It was crazy, actually. He cooked everyone together and then forgot to separate them before giving them back. He said, I think this is your grandpa.
How could you separate them? He was just stacking bodies on bodies.
Bodies on bodies. Did you ever see bodies, body, bodies?
Yeah. Do they go into the cremation kiln clothed? Could I wear my Heelys in there? Or do they
I think you can.
Or you're naked in there. Naked and afraid.
I think, well, it depends on, I'm sure you can be, I don't know, burned, cremated with stuff. But the Heelys seem... a lot of plastic and a lot of metal. You can't.
Right. I don't want to ruin the grate or like whatever. I don't want to ruin the plate that my ashes fall into.
Okay. Well, that's thoughtful. On the other hand, I wouldn't care. Burn me how I desire.
Maybe put my ashes in a Heely, dump them in, and then roll it down a big hill.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You remember that? Like, well, who was that? Did that bouncy ball commercial in San Francisco? That, but me cremated in a Heely down the hill.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Easy.
Okay.
Thank God your instructions are easy for when you die. We'll have a field day.
And you'll have a recorded dialogue of my wishes.
Yes. Thank God, actually.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Well, anything else you want to say on Double Nickel?
A couple updates. I did just finish Big Brother 12. Rachel Riley's a legend and an icon.
Hey, are you going to watch? Does this mean you're going to watch the new season coming out in 2 weeks?
I am. I will be satted and seated. I will be watching live, and I'm hoping to avoid spoilers. I don't want the feeds to be ruining my live viewing experience.
The rumor mill be talking, and they're saying some sort of returnees. They're not saying if it's all returnees. They're not saying if it's one returnee like Rachel. They're not saying if it's half and half. I'd actually be happy with a half and half. But the streets are talking, and they're saying returnees involved somehow, some way.
Well, I'm bored of that already. I don't want any returnees. It doesn't work for me anymore. The preseason,
I don't want the Zoom Alliance.
Doesn't work. The Zoom Alliance ruins everything for me, and I know it's already happened if it's already coming. Yeah, I will be watching. Yes, I did. What? You know what I watched last night for the first time? Oh my God. The Wiz.
Okay. Welcome.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Michael
Why
Jackson.
Why did nobody tell me
Diana
about
Ross.
Nobody told me about the nobody told me about the Wiz. What do you mean?
Well, this is just like you used to say, like, I didn't tell you about all these classic movies, and then you were dating somebody who was my age, and they introduced you to all the movies I told you to watch for the entirety of our friendship, and you were all, oh, have you ever seen The Goonies?
Okay, I would never say that because, you know, I hate The Goonies. The Wiz was incredible. I was gagged, gooped. The costumes, the music, the acting, the singing was beyond. I'm ready for a Wiz remake. I'm ready to rewatch it again already. It was like all instantly top five movie musical of all time for me, maybe even higher. I was gagged. If you haven't seen The Wiz, I feel like I'm the last person ever to see The Wiz.
Did you put it in your Letterboxd?
I thought, oh my God, if I'm going to join Letterboxd, I should start with my, you know, if I have a 5-star movie to really set the bar. And this might be it.
All right. Well, you heard it here first.
I loved it. Thank you.
Is that where people can find you rewatching it?
No, I'm not done talking. Do you need us to be done talking? I have another hot topic that I think is pressing.
You've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, are you going to be getting the $350 monthly AI Grindr subscription?
No, I've never paid for Grindr.
Grindr is offering a $350 subscription level called Edge, I think. Where AI powers it, and they'll like, I guess, give you recaps of what you missed in your messages or whatever, and help you manage your conversations, or I don't even know. But what do you mean $350 per month?
Per month. I would rather
that you don't scroll anymore. It just gives you who they think will be a match for you. It's like, no, girl, sometimes you don't know how low the standards can go. Okay. You don't know what I'm ready for at this hour.
I do know how low the standards can go. And it's Tyra Banks saying that there will be an AI generated contestant model on America's Next Top Model Cycle 25.
Will there be?
That's what she's saying. Every industry is adapting to new technology, and fashion is no different.
Okay, well, I did see Stop That Train with
I didn't, so don't talk about it.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. A lot of people had something to say about AI being used in it. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to see it because I would like to see I would like to see if it's if it is at the level or if it's happening like people are saying, because the director denied that there was any generative AI used, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm like, OK, you know what? Let me see, because I got my AMC stubs. I can go see it. So I went and saw it. Reader, I was laughing. OK, did I see any generative AI? I don't think so. And what they said, it may have been the train footage, the B-roll of trains. I guess maybe it was AI. I don't know. I don't. It just looks like CGI to me. I don't really know what, you know, I don't have the eye, and I wasn't able to pause it frame by frame in the theater to check how many windows were in each car and making sure that it was consistent or whatever. But people are saying that that was what the AI was. Well, it was so small, and that specific moment was so small that I was kind of like, if that is the claim, I'm not quite sure if it's holding in court, Your Honor. I don't know if we're ever going to get to the bottom of it beyond the director saying they didn't use it. So I don't know what to say or do about that, you know?
Well, I'll be seeing it this weekend, so.
Well, I will recommend an edible, which I think you would have assumed. I was giggling, and it was fun and stupid, and it's instantly going to be a movie you can put on with gays anytime, and it will be a hit in the living room.
Listen, I've got a lot of movie work to do this weekend. I got to see Stop That Train. I got to see Toy Story 5, you know, busy.
Okay. Well, let me know what you think of Stop That Train, because that's important. And I guess Toy Story 5, I would like to know your thoughts. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me getting shit on, oh. not by birds, but by Olivia Rodrigo fans in the front row. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Actually, you know where you can find me? I've been playing so much Tamagotchi Life. Everyone's been requesting that I add Corey Cool to the island. So I think when this episode goes live, which will be on the Tuesday, when you listen to this, if this is live on a Tuesday and you're listening to it the day it comes out, I'll be making Corey Cool on my island. Come on over.
Damn. Text me.
Okay, I'll send you a picture of you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.